Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
What does it mean to be human?
Failing and learning.
Knowing how to be empathetic.
Me now and me 5 years ago would answer differently.
It means to have imperfections, and in that imperfection, we are perfect.
You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human.
Hello, humans. I'm your host, Dr. Yami, and I am so happy to be here with you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Well, the time has come to end the season. So 2024 has been a fantastic year. It is the year that we rebranded and we evolved into I Am Human. As of this recording, we have recorded 48 episodes that we have been able to publish in the year of 2024. We still have 4 months left of the year, but as of now, we've already had 160,000 downloads. And the most popular episode so far of this year has been episode 315, How Not to Age with Dr. Michael Greger, 294, The Power of Nature with Dr. Outdoors, Dr. Melissa Sunderman, and the incredible Chef Babette on being human and living in the present moment. So it's been a plantastic year, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for hosting this podcast, for all the lessons that I learn. I'm definitely going through my own evolution and journey in spirituality, in personal growth, and in life. So there's so many things that have happened this year. My favorite episodes to record have been episode 305 with my friend, Carly Beaudrug, How to Be a Scrappy Plant-Based Cook. Episode 308 with Ashley Renee, Raising Vegan Babies. That was a super fun episode. Episode 321 with Plantiful Kiki, Kiki Nelson. And that one is about self-love. I highly recommend that episode. She's amazing. I felt so good after recording that episode. So I highly recommend it. Also, episode 324 with Ellie Lax. A lot of these people, like Carly Beaudrug, it was her second time on the podcast. Of course, she was on the podcast when it was Veggie Doctor Radio. And also, Ellie Lax has been on the podcast before, but this time we talked about her latest book, and the episode is How Animals Can Heal Us. And it was just a really beautiful episode, but her book is just so amazing. So I definitely recommend that. Episode 329, Can Fasting Save Your Life with Dr. Alan Goldhammer, also a repeat guest. And wow, Dr. Goldhammer. I mean, he says it like it is, gives you the information, very well spoken, and it's a really good episode. Even if you feel like you know everything about fasting that there is to know, that's a great one to listen to and just cement all of those concepts. 3:32, reconnecting with intuition and the natural world with Meredith Walters. The first time I had ever interviewed a fiction author, but I loved her book and I loved recording this episode with her. Just really great. And then episode 339, Balancing Spiritual and Physical Well-being with Nathan Crane. I really just loved hearing his story and hearing about his evolution, his spiritual evolution, everything that he's gone through. So there's been some really great episodes. I'm wondering if there's any episodes that have particularly resonated with you. I'd love to hear about it. So on social media, you can share and then say what you loved about it. You can email us. You can leave a review for the podcast on your favorite podcast player and comment on your favorite episode. But speaking of reviews, I wanted to highlight a few reviews that I received this year. This one is entitled, A Podcast for Living Your Best Life. Quote, in a world inundated with noise, I Am Human podcast offers a unique sense of clarity, compassion, and conscious living. Dr. Yami Kazora Lancaster is an amazing host and serves as a fantastic guide on a transformative journey toward holistic health and genuine fulfillment. Another one is, quote, thank you, Dr. Yami. I really enjoy your podcast. It is informative and the guests that you speak with are very knowledgeable. Thank you. Another one is, quote, I love this new podcast that evolved from Dr. Yami's Veggie Doctor podcast. The guests are super interesting. And I like the part at the end when each guest says their name followed by, I am human. I just gotta tell y'all that it's been really interesting to do that too. So I always have them record that line at the beginning because otherwise I feel we get so into the conversation and then I'll forget by the end. So if you need to know really how it works, I have them record at the beginning and then we splice it and put it at the end. But what kind of taken me by surprise is that when I explained to my guests, if they're willing to do it, nobody is obligated to do it. They're not forced to do it. If they're willing to do it, you know, say their name and I am human. And sometimes people hesitate a little bit. And so it kind of made me wonder, I wonder how many people don't identify as human. How many of us are maybe aliens, angels, who knows, something other than human. But that has been a really funny thing that has happened over the course of this year as I've had guests record that line. Okay, one more review. This one is entitled My Favorite Podcast. Quote, this podcast is extremely informative and I love all the topics that are discussed. Dr. Yami is real and funny and very relatable. You can tell she is very passionate about what she does and I'm so grateful for her podcast because it has taught me so much about healthy plant-based eating. Thank you so much for all those wonderful warm reviews. We appreciate reviews. You know, sometimes you do this work and sometimes it is a grind. I love it, but it's a lot of work. The most amazing thing is that we have built this incredible, well-oiled machine. Again, I'm going to shout out to Alejandra because she is amazing. She keeps this thing running. We have developed systems. We have developed ways to just really do this very efficiently. So we can crank out 3 episodes or more a week while I'm still seeing patients and really busy at the office. And it's been amazing. And I've learned so much. It's helped me grow. You know, I do this because I want to share information, but I also do this because I'm genuinely curious. I genuinely want to learn. I genuinely want to evolve and hear from other people. And it's like the greatest thing in the world. I get to hear and learn from amazing experts, people with all kinds of different experiences. I get to read their books, which reading is one of my favorite things in the world. So I love that. And really, whenever you spend an hour with somebody, you really feel connected to them. And so I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for having this opportunity for so many years. I think this is going to be 8 years of the podcast that we're finishing up here. And I thank you. I thank you for coming back and listening to it and making it so successful. And we really wouldn't have it without you because we depend on an audience to share the podcast with. So I thank you for subscribing, rating, reviewing, and sharing these episodes and continuing to do so. So thank you for that.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list.
Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
So we're going to take a little break. We're going to end this season and then come back in a few months. It's to be determined when we'll come back. But I just kind of wanted to share with you some of the changes that have happened in my life and why we have chosen to do this. So I'm type A. I want to keep doing this forever and getting better and better and, you know, having the best podcast possible. And that's really been my goal. But guess what? I am human and I have my limits. And my physician assistant that's been with me for almost 2 years, so 1 week shy of 2 years, has decided to move on and move back to her home state. And I'm going to be practicing alone again with a practice that's almost twice the size as it was 2 years ago when she came, in a bigger place with a big rent and lots of overhead. And so I need to dedicate myself to seeing patients full time, and I just can't do both. I feel like if I try to continue the podcast while I'm seeing patients, I'm going to get really grumpy. I'm either going to get grumpy when I'm seeing patients or doing the podcast or both. And that's not good for anybody. It's not good for the energy I'm putting out into the world. And it's definitely not fair to my patients because I'm always trying to do everything and cram everything in. And I just turned 45 this year. And I think I want to step back, be a little bit more gentle with myself, find some focus and be able to focus my energy and do the best I can in one area rather than spreading myself so thin in lots of different areas. So I've started to put things on the back burner, to let things go, and to try to just be gentler with myself because I just can't keep going. Also, if you listen to my podcast with any regularity, you know that I'm going through perimenopause and have been for a few years, and that's a journey of its own. I went to my primary care doctor. Y'all know I'm a pediatrician, so I know pediatric medicine, but adult medicine, I don't keep up on it very much. And then my husband, he's not primary care. He is a hospitalist. So he just works with like people that are really sick getting admitted to the hospital. So today I went to see my primary care for my annual, and I was shocked that I'm supposed to be getting a colonoscopy now, and I'm just 45. I was like, I thought that wasn't till 50. When did that get updated? And I'll just admit this, y'all. This is a confession. I'm not necessarily proud of this, but this is what happens with doctors when they're too busy with life and don't do the things. I haven't had my first mammogram yet, and that's particularly relevant. So, you know, this time in my life, there's a lot going on, and I know that I need to take care of myself. And I'm feeling old now because I have to get all of these screenings done that I thought I had lots of years left still to do, but no, I need to start. I'm actually behind on my mammogram. So, because I've never had one. So yeah, there's a lot that I need to be able to focus on, to be gentler with myself, to take a step back. And so it's been a really tough decision because really, I like to keep this podcast going continuously. I don't like to take breaks on it because I feel like it's easier for me to just be regular and just keep doing it and to keep putting out episodes. I don't want y'all to be disappointed. I don't want you to forget about it and not ever come back to it again. So anyway, it's been a tough decision, but I can't juggle it all. I just need a break. I need to be able to also have my weekends off and my evenings off where my brain's not about to explode and just have that peace in my life where I can have some reflection and time to spend with my family and time to do things that feel good outside of work. So not that I'm trying to justify it, but just to explain to you why we're going to take a break for an indefinite amount of time And as I go back to full-time practice, seeing a full patient panel in my private practice on my own without another provider here, just navigating that and figuring out when I'm ready to look to hire another provider, because honestly, y'all, is really hard. And my physician assistant, I trained her because she hadn't done pediatrics before. And it just takes so much energy. And I love teaching and I think I'm really good at it, but it's draining. And so I wasn't ready to go for it again right away. I'm just going to have my own practice and I'll be the one doing it. And it's what I'm going to be dedicating my entire attention to for my work life so that when I go home, I can disconnect and be with my family. That is what's going on, but I wanted to explain to you, and I, again, thank you for listening to these episodes. I hope that you've learned a lot. I hope that it's also helped you on your journey, on your spiritual growth, on your personal growth, that it's helped you find different things that you can do to improve your well-being, hopefully to contribute to your longevity. And I thank you. And, you know, here we are on this amazing journey, and each of us has to make choices for ourselves that feel good to ourselves. So never apologize for doing that and choosing what you need to do to fulfill your own journey. So it's hard to say goodbye, but goodbye for now. I'll see you later. Thank you so much for being here. Continue to have so many plantastic days. Remember that you are human, and I will remind you as well that I am Yami and I am human. What does it mean to be human?
Failing and learning. I think we're here to just learn lots of lessons. Learn lots of lessons, learn about ourselves, learn about others, learn about what makes the world go round. And again, to every person, that's a different thing. And that's kind of the beauty of it, right?
For me, it's kind of like what we had just talked about. It's knowing how to be empathetic, knowing how to be patient and kind and compassionate. I think compassion is such a big word, and that is really why we're on this planet, is to be compassionate towards others, towards ourselves, to animals, of course. But just to be kinder through our day to day, truly.
I feel the same. To have gratitude, to be curious, and to find out about things, and to see the world around us, to really ask questions, and yes, to be very compassionate and to be empathetic.
Being human is like being like water, just flowing through the things that are presented at you. Because if you're trying to control, hold back, restrict, attach yourself to old identity, you just get left behind. I think that's where most suffering and trauma comes from. And when you're trying to rush things, that's where I think a lot of damage or things come from. So yeah, just being like water, just flowing with it, which I'm getting better at, but I still suck at it.
All right, Marek, what does it mean to be human?
Me now and me 5 years ago would answer differently. So me now, I'd say being a human is loving yourself and the world around you and having a purpose in life. And this is something I've learned in my life, but also I've learned from the people we met on our quest, that when you have a purpose, everything is so much better. You just get up in the morning and you know what to do. And usually a purpose, it's not just to get something for yourself, but it's also something to give to the world.
For me, to be human is to be able to, I guess what you said earlier, to be vulnerable and to be present.
It means to have imperfections. And in that imperfection, we are perfect. It simply means that we're trying to figure this out as we go along. You know, it's like right when I think I have it figured out and I'm like, oh, I got that one going on. God or life or spirit has a way of not literally knocking me to my knees and saying, you got more to learn. So being human means that it's a whole learning process. It's a school that who knows where we go when we graduate. And that's part of the excitement.
How about you, Velin?
Being human for me is living in my imperfect perfection. And I've want to say that most of my life I have been in this perfectionist syndrome space and, you know, didn't do it quite right. And I was the loudest voice to beat myself up. And then I learned one day, I was like, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody is human. Everybody is looking to do their best, and your best is all you can do.
I really think it's to live in the experience, right? And it sounds so trite to say we're human beings. But yeah, I mean, we're here to exist. We're here to be and experience that. And you know, the more you live in that experience, I think you find more satisfaction in things.
What does it mean to be human?
To be deeply sentient, sensual, being able to have the privilege of using your senses, including the sixth one, to experience this beautiful world of ours and to be flawed and to work through all of that.
To be infallible. So is to be imperfectly perfect, as is the universe too. It's imperfectly perfect.
I love that.
When you let go of the control of everything being perfect, you realize it's imperfectly perfect. It's just how it should be. Then it brings a lot of ease to someone's life.
You know, for me personally, it means to be open and available to everything that life has to offer. You know, said another way or in reverse, it means not limiting my viewpoint, expanding my viewpoint, being open to different ways of life and perspectives and thoughts and judgments that others may have that you may or may not agree with. Having that sense of openness and empathy not just for our other human beings that populate our planet, but empathy for all the other creatures that inhabit and are just doing what they're doing to live out their life, hopefully in a natural way, is what I think really is kind of what makes us the most human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions and edited by the Castos production team. Remember, human, you are here for a reason. Have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.